USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump hosting a coronavirus vaccine summit at the White House on Tuesday, the president highlighting Operation Warp Speed and how the coronavirus vaccine will be distributed.
They will deliver vaccines directly to nursing homes as soon as the states request that they do so. Later today, General Gus Perna will outline the detailed plan to rapidly distribute the vaccine to every state, territory, and tribe.
President Trump also signing an executive order that will ensure the vaccine is prioritized for Americans before sending it overseas. The Supreme Court rejecting a last-ditch Republican request to block President-elect Joe Biden's victory in Pennsylvania. The court, in a one-sentence order, denied a bid by a Republican congressman in the state and other Republicans who were pressing an emergency challenge to the state's vote-by-mail system. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.